sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works.
I said our roots.
Glory ye in his holy name.
Right.
Let the people of them rejoice with that seek the Lord. God. Seek the Lord in his strength.
Christ.
Seek his face.
If we want to strike that,
remember his marvelous works that he has done. His wonders and his judgments
where our souls are buried.
Oh, ye seed of Abraham, his servant, the children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God.
Because
judgments
is the bedrock
are in all of the earth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 106.
And I know
that we are
praise
doing our
very
best.
The Lord.
The nation seems like we have
give
people that are just
the Lord
doing
for
that.
He is good.
I don't understand.
For his mercy
if they don't like
endures
Christmas,
forever.
Heart, get their own holiday. Believe
who
my
can
Lord.
Utter the mighty acts of
right.
the Lord? Who can show
Amen.
Forth
if
all his praise?
You don't want to call it Christmas.
Blessed are they
another
that
holiday. Leave that one alone.
It's already
and
right.
he that doeth
has been for many years.
At all times.
Amen.
And
remember
so,
me, O Lord,
but
for the favor
the world
that thou
we live in
unto thy people.
Oh,
Amen. All right.
Salvation.
Americans will consume
praise the Lord.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good.
Day.
For his mercy endureth.
The average Thanksgiving
forever.
Meal would constitute.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
4,500
whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And gathered them out of the land.
The U.S. population
from the east, from the west.
Whoa.
From the north and
the
from
U.S.
the south.
Population will gain
they
over
171
solitary
tons
way.
Of weight this year.
And they found no city to dwell in.
Now they could
hungry
have went around
and thirsty.
That.
Their soul fainted in them.
Then they cried unto
Sister
the Lord
Margaret
in their
sent
trouble.
Me a great
and he
diet
them
exercise program.
Out of their distresses.
You need to know about
that. Amen.
This.
Praise the Lord. Anybody want
and
to
it
give
works
to God today? You start out and... Hallelujah. Because the Lord is good.
Sacks.
Because
and
the
you,
Lord
and you hold
is
them
good.
Out for one.
Oh,
minute.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good.
On each side.
Because his mercy
on
endureth
side.
Forever.
And then
let Israel
do
now
that
say
until
that
you
his
can hold
mercy
them out for 2 minutes.
Endureth forever.
Let
and the house
then the next day when you can do that
of Aaron
then
now
you get
say
to
that
two
his mercy
10
pounds. Endureth forever.
Action, you the same thing.
Let them now that fear the Lord say
and then
that
you
his
graduate
mercy
from 10
endureth
forever. And 20 and
anybody
30,
thankful for God's
50
mercy
pound,
tonight
or 50
anybody
pound
needed
back,
mercy
or sacks of potato
anybody
potato
needed mercy
when you can hold them out for 2 minutes on each side
anybody needed
then
mercy
you drop
today
a potato in it.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for
and
mercy.
You start over again.
I'm so glad the Scripture says
so that's
that, that His mercy
works.
Endureth.
Amen.
Forever. So if you get, if you're one of
Hallelujah.
Those,
Hallelujah.
Among that 171,
I don't know about
you, but
I need
to wait. That's how you prevent it. And
if
I do my
exercise.
Best to extend that to
Amen.
Others.
Amen.
And
all
Amen.
Right.
Praise God. I can't be too hard.
Many psychologists concur that being thankful
that
is the health.
Johnny Grisham's
going
to need mercy pretty soon.
I believe that.
And the Bible says
being
that thankful
I don't
is a key
others,
component to healthy relationships.
I literally stop God's mercy flowing
Amen.
Toward me.
We should be
I
thankful for
you,
what
but
we
I
already
so
have
before we ask for more.
That I don't want to stop the flow of mercy coming my way.
Our thanks are best
Amen.
Found
as
in
a
our
matter of fact,
that's the only way that I know that I can forgive
the
others.
The Scriptures encourage us
Amen.
To give thanks
because
in
he's been
all
so
circumstances
and
not
so merciful
forget all
for
God's
me.
Benefits. Psalm 136, he said, oh, give thanks
to
the Lord
for wholeness.
For he's good. Everybody say
Amen.
He's good.
John
Anybody
L. Kennedy
the Lord's
said
good
this
tonight?
As we express our gratitude
for
his mercy
never
endureth
forget
forever.
The highest appreciation
oh, give thanks unto the God
is not
of gods
to utter
for his
words,
mercy,
but to live
endureth forever.
Oh, give thanks
Amen.
To the Lord of lords for his
and
mercy.
And then a proclamation that was written
to him who alone doeth
president.
Great wonders
George
for his
Washington.
Mercy endureth.
And this is the
forever.
Proclamation.
To him that by wisdom made the heavens
for his mercy.
Whereas it is the duty of all
to him
nations
that stretched
to
out
the
earth
providence of
above the waters
God. For his mercy
to obey his will
forever.
To be grateful
to
for
him
his
that
benefits,
made great lights
for his
and
mercy
to humbly implore his protection and
forever.
Favor. The sun to
whereas
rule by
both
day
houses
and
of Congress
moon
to rule
by
night.
By their joint committee requested
endureth.
Me recommend
forever.
To the people of the United
Amen.
States
I think
a
we're
day
getting
of
the
public
here.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, give thanks
and
unto
prayer.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. This
to be
the God
a verb
of heaven,
by acknowledging with grateful
his
hearts
endureth.
The many and signal favors of all
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen.
Especially
I like
by
giving thanks
him
to God
an opportunity,
so peaceably
to
establish
praise
a form
Lord,
of government
to
for their sake
from
the 12th chapter of Isaiah.
A few verses.
Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday.
Isaiah 20:12, verse 1.
Next, to be devoted
and
by
that
the
day,
people of these
thou
states,
shalt say, O Lord,
the service of that great and glorious being, who is
though thou wast angry
author,
with me,
of all the good
was,
away, that is, or that will
and
be,
thou comfortest me,
that we may then all unite in rendering unto him
folks,
our sincere and humble thanks.
Do you get angry
for
with
his kind care and protection?
Does that mean you don't love
the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation?
So you can get angry with the
manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions.
Matter of fact, they can probably get under your
of his
skin quicker than anybody.
The course and conclusion of the late war.
It's easier to be patient
with
a stranger than
tranquility,
union, with the members of your own house,
which we have since enjoyed.
Isn't that an odd thing?
For the peaceable and
but
rational manner
head like this, that's
in
right,
which
Pastor,
we have been able to
truth
establish constitutional government.
Amen. As a matter of
for
fact,
our safety and happiness.
If we said things
and
particularly that we say to some of our family,
the national to
one
a stranger,
now lately
instituted
have black
for the
eye,
civil and religious liberty
there, maybe a bloody
with which
nose,
we are blessed.
Huh?
And the means we have of acquiring
amen
and diffusing
so
useful knowledge.
Yes, we can get
and
angry
in general for
love
all the great and various
and
favors
God at times gets
which
angry
he has been
us
pleased to confer.
Amen. But it's good
us
that when we repent,
amen,
and his anger
I think
passes
it would
over
good today.
If, amen. Praise God. God gets angry because
would
he cares.
Go back and read this proclamation.
If he didn't care, he'd just
fire
fry us and that'd be the end of it.
Amen.
Amen.
And endorsed
set his head
by
on to hell, that'd be the end of it.
So
because
it's good that we have, you know,
amen.
I've been in other
he gets
countries.
A little angry sometimes.
Been in other countries.
Verse number 2 said, behold, God is
day
my salvation.
It's good to be in a country
God
that has
is
a Thanksgiving
my salvation day.
I will
hallelujah
trust and not be afraid.
Amen.
For the Lord
and
Jehovah,
it's good to have so
he
much,
is my
and we
strength
do have
and
so
my
much
song.
To be
he
thankful
has become my salvation.
And I'm appreciative.
He's not only
of
my
God,
savior,
of all of the the amount of
but he is my
and
salvation
and the bounty of God.
He is the past state.
Amen.
All right, I just
want
to share a little bit of that with you.
And he is the state
now
of being
be
kept
just,
in peace,
like to share
in joy,
a quick
and in righteousness.
Thanksgiving.
Let me tell you something that's
praise
very exciting
like
about these verses.
The
in the Hebrew,
something
the word salvation is the word Yeshua. And the word Yeshua in Hebrew, in English,
amen,
is Jesus. Hallelujah. So what he's really saying, you could read it like this. In English, you could say that
amen
the Lord, because God is my Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is my Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he has become my Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. In verse 3, thou shalt with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of Jesus, or salvation. Hallelujah. He's the
amen
source
praise
of
the
our
Lord
joy. He's the source of our peace. He's the source of our victory. Amen. We sing that beautiful old song, it's all in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And indeed it is. Everything that we need, we find in Jesus Christ, because it's all in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in that day you shall say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody say, praise
amen
the Lord.
All right.
That's something we need to do a lot of.
Yes, sir.
Praise. The Bible said praise is comely, or praise is beautiful. Amen. God inhabits the praise of his people. Did you know it's hard to get discouraged if you're a praising person? It's hard to get down in the dumps when you're praising the Lord. And as a matter of fact, if you do find yourself a little discouraged, the best way to get out
amen
of it is to praise
and
the Lord.
We do.
Amen. One time the psalmist was being real honest, and he said, I poured out my complaint to the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. You know, praise some Lord things that we call prayers really just a spiritual gripe session. We just want to come and pour out our complaint to the Lord.
Praise
amen
the Lord.
I don't know about you, but I've done that, and it didn't get me very far. It just seemed like the prayers went up about 3 foot, gained 500 pounds, and come back and hit me on the head. It didn't do any good at all.
Lord.
But you know what I learned? That if I can't touch God praying, I can always touch God praising. I've been doing this for
amen
42 years now, full of the Holy Ghost, and it hadn't failed me not one time. There have been times I've had gripe sessions, didn't do me any good.
Amen. There have been times I came and I had a case of the gimmies. God, amen, give me this, and God, give me that, and it didn't do me any good. But I found out that if I'm not getting anywhere, I quit asking, and I quit complaining, and I start praising. Hallelujah. Amen. I just start saying, Jesus, you're so good. I'm so glad that you're my God. I'm so glad that you love me. I'm so thankful for your peace and for your joy and for your righteousness. Amen. And just begin to praise him. Thank you because I had a good family. Thank you for the pastors that have served me through the years. Thank you for the good churches that I've had a privilege to be a part of. Amen. Just begin to praise him. Just begin to thank him. And when that happens, let me tell you something. Heaven begins to open up, and mercy begins to fall, and the presence of the Lord is made manifest, and you begin to feel something stirring way down deep inside of your soul. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that we praise him according to his excellent greatness. Hallelujah. You don't praise him because you're good. You don't praise him because you feel like it. But you praise him because he deserves it. And you praise him because he's God. And you praise him because he's excellent. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So praising God is always in order. The Bible said, call upon his name. Call upon his name. Cry out unto his name. Hallelujah. Amen. There have been some times I really needed the Lord quick.
Amen.
How about you? I was driving one day on a rainy, slick street, and driving along there minding my own business, and all of a sudden we were swapping in, going down the highway. Amen. That's kind of a scary time. And you don't have time to think about a real deep prayer. You just have time to say, Jesus!
Amen.
Amen. And that helps. Praise God. Hallelujah. We were driving to Indiana a few years ago. Got in an ice storm. I was driving along in the van, and all of a sudden it started beginning to slide off the road. But the problem was I was coming to a bridge, and there were some concrete pillars coming down there, and I was headed right for one of those pillars. And when you're on ice, there's not a thing you can do about it. You can't stop and you can't stare, but you can call on the name of the Lord. And I called on Jesus, and all of a sudden it got some traction, or maybe an angel just reached in there and gave a little shove, and it straightened back up, went back on the road. Amen. And I sure was thankful to the Lord. Amen. Because there's not anything you can do but just call on the name of the Lord. Aren't you glad you have that name to call on today? Amen. He'll help you in the time of your trouble. Amen. So call on him.
Amen.
Then it said declare. Everybody say declare his doings among the people. You told anybody what the Lord has done lately? Amen. You don't have to have a degree in theology to be a good witness. Just tell them what the Lord has done. Amen. Just tell them what the Lord has done. Amen. Don't be sassy and smart, but just tell them what the Lord has done. Amen. Praise God. Somebody tells you, I just had a surgery, and they start telling you about it, and you say, well, that's nothing. And then you start telling them about yours. No. Don't compare notes. Tell them about the Lord.
Amen.
Tell them how good the Lord is. Amen. Tell them how the Lord has blessed you, and helped you, and kept you, and been good to you. How he saved you. Hallelujah. Amen. How you have joy and peace now when you didn't used to have joy and peace. Just tell folks how good the Lord has been to you. Amen. That's the greatest witness there is, isn't it? Brother Holly used to say the mercy of a man with an experience is never at the mercy of a man with an argument. Somebody may have more degrees than a thermometer, real educated, but if they don't have an experience with God, hallelujah. Amen. I've heard people say, I don't believe in talking in tongues. Well, I do, and I'll tell you why, because I've done it. Amen. Praise the Lord, because I've done it. Hallelujah. I know you can argue all kinds of stuff if you want to, but I've done it. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Brother Washington, I believe there's one God, because he let me know there's just one God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm very thankful for that tonight. You see, because we just declare His goodness.
Amen.
Declare His goodness. I had a Sunday school teacher before she understood the Godhead. She used to say she got confused when she prayed because she didn't want to leave anybody out. So she'd pray to the Father, and she'll feel a little guilty for leaving out the Holy Ghost. She prayed for the Holy Ghost. She felt a little guilty for leaving out Jesus. Amen. I understand that because she was trying to be honest in her heart. She didn't understand.
Amen.
So she was so relieved when she found out that these three are one. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. If you see more than one person up here in this pulpit, you need some glasses. Or get your sugar checked or something. Amen. Because there's just one person up here. However, I am a father.
Amen.
And I am a son.
Praise the Lord.
And I am a husband. Amen. And I am a pastor. I wear a whole lot of hats. But there's just one of me. Those, you see, all of those don't make me a separate person. All of those are just offices and relationships that I have with people. Amen. And in my life. God is just the same. When we call Him Father, that's a relationship that we have with Him as the creator of all things. When we talk about Him as the Son, that's not another person, amen, that we see
amen.
Sitting up there, one guy
all
with
right.
a long beard and the other one
well,
young.
Well, if you ate in
candles,
here cooking, you'd appreciate
that's
it.
Not him. That's not Him. We're not talking about another
amen.
Person.
It's good.
We're just talking about
amen.
A different relationship.
I believe the Lord honors
God, Spirit, was manifest
praise
in a flesh body. And that flesh
amen.
Body
yes,
is the begotten praise. Son of God. The Bible says the only begotten Son of God.
Amen.
Everybody say begotten. Begotten means it had a beginning. Amen. So the idea that the sonship is eternal is erroneous. It was not eternal. It was only eternal in the plan of God, but it started in Bethlehem when the Spirit of God entered into that flesh body. Amen. Was born as the baby we know as Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, God with us.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Emmanuel.
Amen.
So when we talk about God as the Son, then we're talking about Him as the Savior. God manifest in flesh, just a different relationship. And then when we talk about God as the Holy Ghost, it's just simply God's spirit nature. Amen. Omnipresent. Amen. God's spirit that is everywhere. God's spirit that is eternal. And it is what He fills us with in redemption, Himself.
Uh-huh.
These terms are used interchangeably in Scripture.
Uh-huh.
God, Spirit of God,
right.
Spirit
uh-huh.
of Christ. All of those are talking about the same Spirit, aren't they? The Father doesn't have one Spirit, the Son another Spirit, and the Holy Spirit another Spirit.
Uh-huh.
They're just one Spirit. And so
uh-huh.
it's when we understand that He's just one.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. When you get to heaven, you're going to see one throne,
uh-huh.
and you're going to see one that sits upon the throne. Praise God.
Right.
And so it's thank uh-huh. God that we understand and we can declare that and let folks know. Amen. The Bible said, make mention
uh-huh.
that His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Everybody say, sing unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Right.
Amen. Now say more, Brother Grissom, I can't sing. Well, then just do what
uh-huh.
the Jews do. If they can't sing well, they just sing loud. What they lack in quality, they make up in quantity and in volume. Amen.
Uh-huh.
But they sing heartily unto the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Praise God. Sing unto the Lord. Praise
uh-huh.
God. So there's something about singing. The Bible said that we come into His presence with singing.
Amen.
Amen. It's
right.
all right to sing unto the Lord. We need to sing unto the Lord. For He hath done excellent things, for He is known in all the earth. He should be.
Amen.
Amen. That's our job, isn't it? To see that He's known in all of the earth. I like what the Apostle Paul did when he went to the Areopagus there in outside of Athens, and that was where all the philosophers gathered, and they had an altar
Amen.
There.
Amen.
And he got a sermon
yeah.
when
Amen.
He was standing there.
Right.
Because they had
Amen.
An altar that said to the unknown
Amen.
God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that preached
Amen.
Brother Neil.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To the unknown God. And so he just got that text. And he said, this unknown God, he said, I'm going to declare Him unto you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to make sure you know this unknown
Praise
God.
The Lord.
And
Hallelujah.
He began to preach Jesus to them.
Thanks.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. He wanted to make sure that he was known in all of the earth.
I give you thanks.
Praise God. Again,
for
we try to be careful when we talk to folks
have
that we, the best we can to just let them add
I
to
am
what they
so
have.
Blessed.
Not just
my soul has found rest.
Have, but try to build
Lord,
on that foundation.
I
That's what
give
the apostle
you thanks.
Did. He said, in him we live and move
thanks.
And have our being as some of your own prophets. And
I give you thanks.
Amen. And so he
for all
built the bridge so that he could declare the Lord in all of the earth. He said, cry out and shout.
I am so
Amen.
Blessed.
Those things
my
are,
soul
Amen.
Has found rest.
Get you thrown out of some
Lord.
Churches.
I give you thanks.
Say it again.
Oh, said thanks.
Amen. Praise God. But it shouldn't. Because it's biblical.
I give you thanks.
Where do these people
for
shout anyway?
All
everywhere.
Have done.
Amen. It amazes
am
me
so
that
blessed.
People will go to
my
a,
soul is found rest.
Just making a point.
Oh,
people
Lord,
go to a ball game and boy,
I really
want to
give
and they
you
use their outside
thanks.
Voice. That's something I learned recently.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That means
hallelujah.
You're loud.
Hallelujah. I mean, blessed
they'll
be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
And they'll get all excited.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then when
God.
They get to church, they say, well, I'm just
all right. Going. Kids can be dismissed. Amen.
Well, you're just not emotional
Amen.
About some things.
I appreciate
Amen.
Having my
Praise
daughter
God,
here
you know
tonight.
What? We get excited
She's
because
leaving,
we're emotional
but I'm
about what God has done for us. So we'll go ahead and shout in now. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll be like the little old lady. She told the guy, she said, you don't have to shout like that. God's not deaf. And he said, and he's not nervous either. Amen. I'll tell you what makes me nervous. Quiet. I grew up in a house, there were 7 kids, my mom and dad, and it just wasn't ever quiet around there. And when I go into a place that everybody's kind of whispering, it makes me nervous. And I was born in a church that was lively. And so if I get into a church and it's real quiet, I get nervous. Amen. I just, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I was a in service one time, and a fellow was there, first time he'd ever been in church, one of our churches. He was a little wild-eyed at first, everything going on. He was like, what in the world have I got myself into? And all of a sudden, you know, everybody says, amen, praise the Lord, and carrying on. And all of a sudden, he said, praise the Lord. And then he put his hand over his mouth like, what have I done? Amen. He got carried away. Right down here, a number of years ago, there was a young man that my wife witnessed to. He was from Venezuela, and he came to church, and he'd never been to a church and like this, and he came, and he heard about the Holy Ghost, and he wanted the Holy Ghost, and he's very reserved. Venezuelans usually are very reserved people, and he came, and he was just quietly praying, you know, in his Venezuelan way, and all of a sudden, I mean, the Holy Ghost came on him, and it knocked him flat on the floor. I mean, he fell down flat as a proverbial pancake. It's right on the floor. Amen. And he lay there talking in tongues. Hallelujah. Beautiful look on his face. And after a while, he came to his eyes opened up. He had this big old surprised look on his face. And first thing he said was, I lost control. It's all right to lose control. Hallelujah. When it's the Holy Ghost that's controlling you. Amen. Praise God. So he said, cry and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. You know what we want? We want God to be great here. I said, we want God to be great here. Amen. Not personalities, not individuals, not human beings, but we want God to be great here. Amen. Whenever somebody sings a song, that we can see Jesus in that song, more than just the person singing the song. Somebody plays an instrument well. Praise God. I'm glad they can play the instrument well. Amen. But let's see God in that. Let the anointing be in that. Amen. Somebody preaches a good sermon. Amen. Let's see God in that. Let the Lord be glorified in everything that happens. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Somebody comes in here with cancer and God heals their body. I believe he's still in the healing business. Amen. I think God needs to get the glory. if he opens up some blind eyes or heals somebody that comes in paralytic and leaves here walking and shouting and worshiping God. Amen. They need to know that it's the Lord that's doing the work. Make sure that he gets all of the glory. Amen. Because God is great in our midst, and he alone is worthy. Amen. It's Thanksgiving. Amen. And I think it would be good right now if we'd stand to our feet and lift up our hands. Amen. To the Lord of glory, and just give him some thanks. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, I'm so very thankful here tonight for what you have done and for who you are. Amen. You're great and you're wondrous. You're majestic, you're mighty, you're wonderful. Hallelujah. We praise and we appreciate. We applaud and we give thanks for all of your goodness and all of your mercy and all of your glory. Amen. There's no one like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're so thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. Amen. You didn't have to save me, but you did. You didn't have to love me, but you did. You didn't have to have mercy, but you did. You didn't have to forgive me, but you did. You didn't have to fill me with the Holy Ghost, but you did. Amen. I'm so thankful to you, Jesus. I appreciate you. Thank you for life, and thank you for family. Amen. And thank you for the love of God. Amen. That is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you for a song in the middle of the night. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the unspeakable joy and the peace that passes all understanding. We're so very grateful to you for all that you have done. Amen. We are appreciative tonight because we are so very, very blessed. Amen. I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is so good. Amen. Let's give him a hand clap of praise right now and appreciation. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I am blessed. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. One more time. Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you blessed tonight? Are you thankful and appreciative for all that the good Lord has done for you? Amen. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. Amen. He has taken my sins all away. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. Well, we are getting ready to do something we used to do sometimes on the missionary field, that is, have church and then have a wedding. Amen. I was traveling one time. We didn't know they were having a wedding. So we stopped to see the pastor there at the church, and they were having a wedding. I was wearing traveling clothes and tennis shoes. And they wanted the missionary to do the ceremony. And I said, well, you know, I don't have a suit on. I don't have one even handy. I'm just traveling through. They said, we don't care. So it was a little different. Here they were dressed out in their very best. And here I was in tennis shoes and traveling clothes. That's all right. Worked, I guess. As far as I know. We had an unusual experience. We had a couple of young ladies working with us on some Sunday school material. Bogota, Colombia. And we got a box that day from the state. Somebody had sent a bunch of clothes over there. And we were going through that box of clothes. And in that box of clothes, there was a wedding gown. And we said, my goodness, who in the world would send a wedding gown? And jokingly, we said, do y'all know anybody that's getting married? And one of those girls said, I am. And guess what? It just fit. She was very poor. She had no way to buy a wedding gown.